Armadoxy for today, translators in the metaverse. In October, the Armenian Church celebrates the Feast of the Holy Translators. Now, this is a group which is unusual in that the members of the group are not contemporaries, though they all belong and are members of a group heralded and responsible for delivering the Armenian Church to the present day. The group is headed by Mesrop Mashtots, a 5th century saint, and is credited for the invention of the Armenian alphabet and the translation of Holy Scriptures to Armenian. The group is closed off by St. Nerses Shnorali of the 12th century, the author of countless prayers and hymns, along with leading the Armenian Church as its chief bishop. In this elite group of philosophers and teachers, all fall under the title of translator. They are regarded as such because they were gifted with the ability to take something that is complex and simplify it for others to grasp and hold. In its most simple expression, a person who translates one language to a second language does so that the message of the first language can be understood by people of the second language. Hence, St. Mesrop took the message of Scripture, namely the gospel of Jesus Christ, and made it accessible to Armenians via the church. Armadoxy maintains that the reason for these feasts and celebrations is to inspire us to do the same. Opportunities are all around us to simplify the complex and pass along the blessings of the gospel to new generations. This October, on the Feast of the Holy Translators, Epostle.net opened the first ever virtual Sunday school in the metaverse. It follows in the spirit of the Holy Translators to take the complex and simplify it for yet another audience. At the St. James Armenian Church in Los Angeles, Epostle fitted one of the Sunday school rooms with computers to serve as an electronic hub for a pilot program that will allow students from anywhere in the world to learn about their faith, the faith of the Armenian Church, follow a curriculum for growth in Christian living, and to exchange ideas with other students. As we launch this next phase of Epostle.net, I felt the spirit of the Holy Translators electrifying the students as they engaged in this new medium. The translator saints gave access to a completely new group of people, people who otherwise may have never known the joy and blessing of Jesus Christ in their lives. There was nothing coercive about their methods. They merely facilitated the hungry soul in its desire to seek and find its fulfillment. This is all taking place in uncharted waters because the technology is so new. Our apostle team struggled with different models for presentation because there is no example to follow in the virtual theater. And so, the example and model given to us by the Holy Translators was the guiding force behind our decisions. Much like Mesrop Mashtots or Nerses Shnorali, we want to translate what has been handed down to us to a new audience. Tomorrow we will look at that audience and their reaction. For today, we end with a prayer written by Gail Chalebian, superintendent of the St. James Sunday School, and she recited this at the opening of the room. I present it here, asking that you join in the wishes and the requests made here. Lord, bless this classroom dedicated to the education of young people. Bless all our clergy, students, teachers, parents, and friends. May this school enable all children and Sunday schools to flourish and be happy. And may it teach the Armenian apostolic faith in all its richness and fulfill the salvation of the souls. May the children enjoy their learning and find joy in their new discoveries. Bless us, Father, with your wisdom as we begin our new apostle curriculum and inspire us by your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.